Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Castology.
Hello. It's time for another episode of Castology. And I'm angry about it because Nick was going to host this episode and then he decided he didn't want to.
What a horrible thing to do.
Okay, all right. Firstly,
okay, look, I twisted that. I just asked if he could do it and he said no. And then my poor brain that's not coping with words at the moment has to do it. So apologies if I flub things, but that's part of why you love us, right? Yeah. I'm one of your castologists, Liz Best, here with
Zane C. Weber
and
Nick Bleeker.
And we review podcasts so that you know what to listen to. And look, you can listen along with us if you like. It's that kind of podcast. And then we'll, you know, I don't know. My words are gone. I lost it, guys. I was on a roll and then I was like,
you're doing great.
It's not working.
I mean, you can listen to what we say and then decide for yourself whether or not that's a podcast that you'd like.
That is what you can do. And also, if you're sitting there going, oh, why are they reviewing this bullshit podcast? You can also submit your own podcasts for us to review because we want to tell people about your podcast. That's
if it's good.
Hell yes.
I mean, yeah, if it's good.
If it's something that we would recommend.
Yeah, so. nothing like super partisan ranty. I'm not about it at the moment. But like, you know.
I'm sorry. I haven't done it today. But like, I'm really leaning into my partisan at the moment.
Partisan rants are different from partisan information. You know? they're not. They're both terrible. Okay. Anyway, so this week we have a theme. Because of what I was just talking about submitting things. Mm-hmm. And it's lucky because this week's theme is submissions.
Yay!
There we go. I was like, don't leave me hanging, guys.
No, I was busy boning up on all of my details.
And
for
Nick
my
was
podcast.
Busy not hosting this episode. So so basically this week we've each bought a podcast that has been submitted to us for consideration and lucky them, we picked them.
Yeah.
We did.
We listened.
We liked.
And now we're going to recommend.
That is what our job is.
Okay, look, this is back and forth.
Yeah.
I contributed
notice how we left you out.
That's okay.
So, Nick, go first because I'm done talking.
So my recommendation, even for me, I felt was actually quite surprising. But it's called Back From Reality, and it's a podcast that is hosted by Gabrielle Scawthorne, which is an incredible last name.
She sounds fiery. I like it.
Yes.
This is definitely much more of a Liz podcast.
Yeah. But yeah.
We'll
I
see.
Weirdly enjoyed
we'll
it.
We'll see.
I went through a phase where I watched a shitload of The Bachelor for a podcast that I used to do years ago, which bombed. But I also watched a lot of different reality TV shows like Amazing Race, Survivor. I did watch some Love Island. Just shit. It's just shit, you know?
It's all fucking shit. It's like the candy section shit. Like it's high calorific, short term buzz, makes you feel like shit and makes you fat after.
Yeah, like you can crush a whole season of Survivor and then by the end you know what's going on. Like
what
you
is
don't
the metaphor?
Forward.
Candy makes you fat. Reality TV makes you
dumb.
Wow.
Stupid.
No, look, this is coming. I'm obsessed with reality TV, mm-hmm. right? It's my checkout. It's when I need to zone the fuck out of life. I will watch that because sometimes you can, you know, tune out for 5 minutes and still be exactly where you started. And
because they'll recap after the next ad.
Yeah, break. And because, like, it's watching other people's problems that don't pull on your heartstrings. That it's just fluff, but I enjoy it.
But this show interviews the reality stars from all Australian television shows, and I think there's a few UK ones in there as well, and about their experience on the show, but their experience post-show as well.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I found it incredibly interesting because I feel like, for the most part, I have heard a few podcasts where they've interviewed reality stars, and it does feel a little editorialized. I don't know if that's the right word. They feel very much like there's
some people are still under contract. Yeah, amazing yeah, exactly. About everything.
And some of them are still trying to angle their way
into
a career,
media careers. And you know, props to them, go for
it. And no one's going to hire someone who shits on their own show.
Yeah,
like.
But I found this really fascinating because. Mainly because I recognized quite a few names on here, and I was like, "Oh shit, they've got a Laura from The Bachelor," and she came back.
She was great.
She was great. She's an amazing person. They had Vanessa Sunshine.
This is Zane's cutest smile. Yeah,
you can check out Vanessa Sunshine. They had some people from MasterChef. I just found this show really fascinating.
All Australian.
Yeah. So, which I thought was actually kind of cool as well. I think that's the appeal to me because I noticed I was going through the submissions list and I was like, "Oh, I'll have a look at this," and then I saw all of the Australian listed shows and I was just like, shit, I'm in. And I actually am in. This is a really terrific show. Gabrielle's a really, really good host. She originally was a host on Channel V's Fresh Meat, or she auditioned for it. And from there, it's basically she lives over in the UK and works, well, she did work from the UK to Australia. But she's a terrific host, and I have honestly really enjoyed the episodes that I've listened to for this. So yeah, for me, I'm really surprised because I didn't think I would enjoy anything like this, and I really enjoy this one.
I mean,
cool.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
I mean, wait till next week, but like, sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go next. So this is a podcast that came through to us fairly early, I think, in our.
Yeah.
I feel quite bad that it's taken me this long because I actually have subscribed to it since then, and it's just been sitting there on my list. It is I Understood That Reference, which is it's pretty much got Captain America on the cover art, pointing and understanding that reference. So the reason why it took me so long to listen was because. Two dudes talking about pop culture. I'm not really down. However, these two dudes, they can talk to me about whatever the fuck they want to all the day long. So it's brought to you by Rob and Ross. They are film, comic, video game enthusiasts, and they discuss what's trending in pop culture today. Now, that there's a lot of podcasts like that, right? There is. These guys are charming, are funny. They pun a lot. I'm sorry, Zane. It's just what happens. They come up with really clever little, like, games to play based on the pop culture topic of the day that they're talking that are sometimes so ridiculous that I'm laughing at the mechanics of the game whilst they're playing it. Charming, Irish, I mean, they're just, you know, when you listen to some of the podcasts that we've done in the past and they're just super charming hosts, and I think it's their personalities that I'm in love with.
Yeah.
With this one. So they just talk about whatever's trending in pop culture at the time. Like I just listened to one where they just listened to the first two episodes of WandaVision. No spoilers, by the way, as well. They're like, no.
Well done.
Yeah, they're like, we're not gonna ruin it until the whole series is finished, and then we'll talk about it. But yeah, so I understood that reference.
Yeah. Nice.
Go. Zane.
All right.
Sorry, I've got no words anymore.
Well, so if you've been listening for the last few months, I've been bringing some serious podcasts to the table. This week is not one of those weeks. I too have chosen one of the podcasts that is kind of like two guys talking about movies because – you know, give Liz a break. Now, it's called The
My
Memory
brain,
Distillery.
Thanks you. Yes, The Memory Distillery. Sorry, I talked over that.
So The Memory Distillery, it is two hosts, sometimes guests, but not regularly, basically talking about a movie that isn't a brand new movie, and they split it up into what they remember of the movie or remember of the marketing of the movie, and then they watch it, and then they come back and they talk through the movie. And I think that that's just a really fun kind of thing. It is literally just talking about movies and kind of the atmosphere around movies.
It's a good gimmick, I think.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It is the Memory Distillery, so there is alcohol involved.
Yes.
So, they get, rambunctious at some points.
Great.
And it's just a simple fun. This is one where if you buy into the relationship between the hosts and you just kind of want to chill out and like, I'm talking movies with my friends, this is a podcast for you.
Great.
Again, this one did come in a while ago. But again, like, because there are a lot of just like movie podcasts out there, like, I, it's not high on my list to recommend one. Mm. But this is the antithesis to the heavy stuff that I've been bringing. This is,
thank you,
easy, fun. Listen, pick a movie that you like or a movie that you particularly don't like, and yeah, listen to that episode and see if they tear it apart or enjoy it.
Dig it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I had the same thing when I was picking, as I said, like, it's very difficult when there's a lot of people talking movies or people talking pop culture. Yeah. But like, even with I understood that reference in their little blurb, they're like, hey, pretty unique idea, right? Like, that's even in their blurb. So they know, but you know, yeah, when you get good relationship between hosts.
And still, I say if two people enjoy talking about movies and want to make a podcast only for themselves, do it.
Do it.
You're not hurting anyone by putting your voice out there.
No.
And if anyone does latch onto it, then congratulations.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That being said, we have tended towards the bigger, crazier, weirder kind of podcast because that's just what we do. We're here to represent all podcasts, but I think it's good to come back to like this base level. Anyone can do it kind of podcast, and it is kind of the power of your voice and your personality that wins you over.
And I also enjoy the fact that we're looking at topics that are quite oversaturated and going, here's the quality, because that's part of what we're supposed to be doing on Castology as well. All right, so that is our recommendations for this week. Now, 'tis time for the reviews of some, you know, really podcasts? Angry making podcasts. I think we all had a bit of angry making shit that we recommended last week. It's not shit, it's good. Look, I'm going to start with the most depressing because I want it out of the way so that we can have a good talk about it but finish. I don't really know how there's a way to finish on a high with the ones we bought last week.
So Liz, yours now.
No, so Nick, let's talk CIA torturing people.
Yes, you summed it up perfectly. My recommendation last week was Brainwash, a CBC podcast about CIA mind control programs, experiments, MKUltra, if you're familiar with it. Mental experiments that were absolutely abhorrent. And again, trigger warning, if you are listening to it after this, you're going to need it. But what did you guys think?
These experiments would have been abhorrent on people who knew what they signed up for. Mm. But the experiments for people who went to them for mental health help is gross. This podcast is a good podcast. It gives the information that you need. It tells you the stories that you wouldn't have heard elsewhere. Like, I knew a lot about the MKUltra stuff, but not a lot about any of the side... what would you call them? Experiments?
Mm. Yeah.
Ugh. Operations, I guess.
Operations.
Yeah.
I liked the fact that they got the son, I think it was, of the guy who did this and kind of undemonized him in a way or tried to. My one criticism of this podcast is that you know when typically news people do podcasts and you can tell that it sounds like it's a news segment or story or something.
It's a report.
Yeah, it's a report. And sometimes people who are journalists can put through a podcast that doesn't feel like it's a news report or segment. This one did feel a bit I could tell that it was put out by a news, like I halfway through I was like, was this put out by a news organization? Then I was like, ah, yes it was. Yes. Yeah. But that's it. Like, it's a, if you can stomach it, and it's not like gross out, it's just deeply distressing. It's fascinating to hear about these things.
I think CBC podcasts are guilty of that. Like, Hunting Warhead was very similar. Like, great content, but still very report.
Hunting Warhead is different to this podcast in that Hunting Warhead featured a lot more interviews and broke a lot more ground. This one, I think a lot of this is kind of now public record and they're just kind of retreading it and presenting it, and it does feel like a presentation. That, I mean, that was going to be my thing. Like, this is a great podcast. If you don't know about these things, do it. It is very detailed. It, honestly, I think the episodes could have been, like, shorter. They included a lot of material that I don't... It was, like, first-hand material and recordings that I just don't think were necessary. And that's not something I say lightly because I love source material. But, like, they would say something... They'd make a statement, then play the source material to back that up, then restate it, and then play another piece of source material that just kind of... It was kind of like a series of tautologies, and it was...
Yeah.
It just...
There were a couple of places where they were playing tapes that they played to people to get them to stop doing the things. I'm like, are you trying to subliminally affect me?
Yeah.
Like,
I could be sleeping right now.
You don't know. Like, stop trying to brainwash me. I don't know what it is, and I haven't yet been able to identify it, because if you break it down to its parts, like it did nice soundscaping, it interviewed people, it did the normal presentation-y things, so I can't put my finger on what it is that makes it sound like it's a breakout 60 minutes report kind of thing. I haven't figured it out yet, but I can tell, like,
there's
from 50
a
paces
tone.
You know, with like The Woman Vanishes or whatever it was, that's, you could tell it was like Channel 7, I want to say. It was like, it was an Australian news organisation. You can tell. And I don't know what it is, but you can tell.
But a good podcast.
Yeah, solid, good podcast.
Especially if you're interested in that sort of thing. Yeah. It's not, you're not going to come away with a great feeling towards the CIA.
Who would?
I don't know. We've listened to some great CIA podcasts that have gone, fuck yeah, spies.
But I guess, that's the way that they're framed too.
Yeah.
Like, spies.
Come on,
sick,
wind of change. CIA. Fuck yeah, spies and music.
Ah, wind of change.
So this will just make you go, fuck no, CIA.
No, wind of change.
Stop it. Okay, cool. I would like to go to mine next.
Really? Mine's the least depressing?
I don't think any of them are least depressing, but I also didn't want to be like, look at me recommending happy stuff. Like, it's all a little bit like teardowns. So Evil Genius. So this is award-winning comedian Russell Cain talking by a panel of whoevers. They call themselves non-experts, but I'm like, panel of whoever they want to get on to talk about famous historical figures and debate about whether they were good or a little bit shit, or, you know, as genius as people thought they were. What did we think, and who did we listen to? Like, who did we listen about?
Well, the one that I remember, because I listened to this a week and a bit ago, was Darwin. And it was kind of the latest one that was released at that time. It was really fun. Not groundbreaking.
No, not at all.
But fun, presented in a fun way, and you feel like it feels kind of like a game show.
Yes.
But also, like, just a really animated discussion at the pub. So, like, again, this is a really distracting podcast and, yeah, fun podcast. I was not milkshake ducked about Darwin because, you know, everyone at that kind of time is going to be terrible.
Well, I remember when I first saw it, I was scrolling through and I'm like, who's someone that I think is, like, unimpeachably good? And I'm like, oh, no, he was definitely an asshole. asshole. I was like, Picasso. Big asshole. Like,
we've all watched that special.
Yeah. But I listened to the Alexander Hamilton one knowing exactly that he was going to be a because he even in the musical he's an asshole. He's like, I'm not going to spare my wife, I'm just going to write a massive fuck off pamphlet about my infidelity, let's go for it. Woo. What did you think and who did you listen to about? I can't
this is I think my new favorite podcast.
Oh, sweet.
I love the execution of it. I think it's the game show vibe that I get out of it. They have the letters, they open them up, and
there's
like a fact or something which prompts the conversation and prompts the discussion. So I listened to W.G. Grace and Elvis. The W.G. Grace one's a really good one. It's about W.G. Grace was like an amateur cricketer who was responsible for was responsible for the development of like the actual game itself. He's also considered one of the greatest players in the game, but he was also,
is that because he wrote the game
far up his own ass,
particularly about the things that he was good at doing?
a little bit. I know of W.G. Grace, but this shed a bit of light on the kind of person he was on the pitch, where he was like, he knew he was the greatest, so he treated everyone like he was the greatest. Mm. Like, it was really fascinating. But then it was a really interesting discussion about, and this also happened with Elvis as well. It was really interesting discussion about race.
Mm.
In the W.G. Grace one was really interesting because they had, I think from memory, they had two black comedians, or a black comedian and a black expert, I can't remember, or whatever it is. And they were discussing from their point of view whether they believe that WG Grace was racist.
Did you just call him WG racist?
Honestly. Could be after listening to this. But then I found that it was really interesting that it carried over to the Elvis episode as well, because they talk about Elvis's attachment to like Motown, to like Memphis Blues or whatever it is, and how he... The question was, did he exploit that or was he supportive of that? Like him asking all of these black musicians to come and support him wherever he was. And I was sitting there going, fucking hell. I thought this was supposed to be like just a light little fun show. But the discussions that came out of it were really interesting. There was a really interesting debate that came out of it. And I think, honestly, the Elvis episode for me, I was like, shit, this is good.
The Muhammad Ali one is similarly like not so divisive.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I wanted to listen to next as well, because I figured that would have a similar sort of vibe to it.
And there's a few of them where you're like, well, that guy's an asshole, and they sort of try and redeem them. And I'm like, no, you can't come back from being Alfred Hitchcock. Actually, you can. Like, his movies are great, but god damn, he was an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Sometimes assholes make great movies, and you can't deny that.
No.
It's just they're a great movie maker who also happens to be a sexual predator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to accept
good
both,
at a thing, shit at being a human.
Sitting a bit, yeah.
I challenge you to listen to the Nina Simone one.
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, I will do it.
And I'm subscribed.
And I want to know what you think. I haven't listened to
have
that.
You listened to it?
Not that one myself, no, so I can't tell you. I have listened to Freddie Mercury. I have listened to Picasso. Muhammad Ali is a very good one.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
But yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad that it was enjoyable.
It's great.
I just love a show with a good gimmick that kind of promotes discussion in a way that doesn't make me feel like I want to kill myself.
Yep. Also, podcast art is fucking dynamite.
Yeah.
And I think, again, this is, again, a really good example of a show that could easily just be made into a TV show.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
All right. We got to talk about...
The Big Questions.
Yes.
With Bill Gates and Rashida Jones.
Yes, we do.
So I recommended this podcast, Bill Gates and Rashida Jones Ask Big Questions, which is produced by Bill Gates, with actress and writer Rashida Jones. It's a 5-episode series where Bill Gates really wants you to know what he thinks about these certain things like climate change and lying and inequality, etc.
So it's funny that you should put it that way, because in the 2 episodes that I listened to, I felt like Bill Gates was an afterthought. Like, Rashida Jones is doing all of the talking and talking to the experts, and then occasionally Bill would chime in. And I was like, why is Bill Gates named first? Rashida is obviously doing most of the talking. And also, it's been so long.
It's alphabetical. It's the only real way to do it, right?
Yeah, it's not the billionaire goes first.
It's not the one who's paying for
no.
it.
No. Also, it's been so long. This is apropos of nothing. It's been so long since I've heard Bill Gates talk.
You forget that he sounds a little bit like
Kermit. He sounds like Glenn
the Frog.
From Superstore.
Oh my god, yes.
Exactly like Glenn from
Holy
Superstore.
Holy shit.
So that doesn't mean anything. And also, like, it was incredibly partisan, and that's fine. Sometimes things are. But even though I'm on their side, I got annoyed with it, and I was just like, this just feels like a little bit of an ad. I did enjoy Rashida pushing back when she did.
Yeah.
She's so fucking smart. Like, she is a very intelligent woman, and that really comes across. But also, after the 2 episodes I listened to, I went back and looked at the question. I don't feel like they answered it.
No, they didn't.
At all. They tangented
not even a little bit.
A lot. They didn't answer anything.
The question really is just the topic. It is really just the title, and that's to get people in.
Yeah. I feel like you, at the very least, need to spend the most amount of time talking about your central question, and I don't feel like they did that.
I would like to hear what Nick has to say, and then I'll kind of,
And I'm glad that you bought this in. Because it is such a big name that I don't feel upset about tearing down a billionaire's podcast.
Absolutely.
And I think he's got good intentions, but these are the problems I had with it. Nick?
I...
He's a billionaire, just say it.
Well, yeah.
What's the worst?
I mean,
come
you really
you?
Threw me with the Superstore thing.
Sorry, now you're just thinking like, everything that he says. Yeah. I was just picturing Glenn from Superstore the whole time he was talking.
Yeah, fucking hell. I don't think, I don't know if this caught me on a bad day, but this is the most uninteresting thing I've listened to in a while. It is really fucking bland. And I think the big thing that bothered me about it is, like you said, they do not answer that central question.
They don't even Bill talk Gates, about it for majority of the episode.
Let's have a look. I'm going to look up right now net worth for Bill Gates. Let's just do it really quickly. Bill Gates' net worth is $133 billion. If he's going to ask these central questions, he should at least afford the time to answer said question, especially with that sort of wealth.
How he is one of the few billionaires that does give away a shitload of his wealth.
Like, his
does
foundation
not?
Does a lot of work, doesn't it?
Does
he gives away a lot of his wealth, but he never gives away enough of his wealth that his net worth goes down.
Gross.
So he earns so much money. Okay, sure. On an hourly basis that he cannot spend it commensurately.
He fucking could.
He could.
There are so many problems.
I could think of a lot of things I would spend that money on.
Okay, $1 billion. Hunger.
Here you go, Liz.
American school system, another $1 billion.
Yeah, we could actually solve a lot of the problems these podcasts
bring. If they gave it to the government to do things or rather than spending it through their own charities, this is the whole thing about tax the rich. Is like the rich are just accumulating all this wealth, whereas a government.
This is the thing. If you didn't call it tax the rich, if you called it donate money to the government, then maybe they'd want to look better doing it rather than being like steal my money.
Yep.
I have a hard time listening to a billionaire say anything and ask these big questions, and some of the questions he could quite easily solve by throwing fucking money at it.
This, and I found the show too easy. Like, I listened to the COVID episode because I'm a sucker for punishment. They get Fauci on, which is great. I actually like listening to Dr. Fauci.
Yeah,
poor guy.
He's got some good stuff
but
to say.
It's too easy. That's too easy. You are two massive names bringing Fauci on.
It's incredibly surface. And the only time that it wasn't surface is when Rashida was talking. Yep. And you could tell that her contract said she couldn't be delving enough.
Yeah. Yes. And I don't think, yeah. Rashida, I think, as a host, is not particularly interesting to listen to, but she has her moments where I'm like, yes. But I also think you've hit the nail on the head where she probably, like, there's a reason that she probably can't go deeper. And it's because there are things that may be said that could potentially incriminate, or not incriminate, but, like, you know.
Well, I don't know. I wanted more fire from her, but I don't know how much she could give. And I wanted them to.
Yeah.
Like, and I will say this about any fucking podcast, whether you're a billionaire or not, and you've heard me say it before, I hate it when the episode titles aren't what you're talking about, or that your podcast has a conceit that you don't follow through with.
Yeah.
And they do ask big questions. They just don't fucking answer them. And sometimes they can't be answered, but at the very least, you have to spend most of the time debating the central theme rather than tangenting off a third of the way through your episode and starting to talk about something completely different by the end. At least ask the question at the end. And then sum up.
This is not an indictment on you, Zane, like on your recommendation, but I feel like this...
I think he deliberately bought this for us to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I indicted this in my recommendation.
Because this show honestly felt like a massive waste of my time, which I think is probably the worst point
that I was trying to make.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I
yeah.
feel like if Bill Gates wants to make good podcasts and good points and promote discussion... pay someone else to do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's my point is here that Bill Gates has made the choice to present this in this way to be consumed. This, just some statistics for you, this is currently in the top 0.01% of podcasts. So it is very popular.
Right. Okay.
Because it has Bill Gates' name at the top of it.
Yeah.
And it's him solving problems.
Are you sure it's not just him on every Microsoft computer having it listen in the background while he's...
Maybe it is. Who knows? but also, like, this is the person whose net worth went up billions of dollars during the COVID crisis, putting out a podcast with Rashida Jones, and it's very obvious that it is scripted, and that's why she can't go to the places where you know she wants to go. And
yeah, for
you
sure.
can feel
yeah.
it. You can feel it in your bones.
And like every word in this podcast is approved and signed off by not just Bill Gates, but his entire legal team, and a PR team. Like, this is a PR product. And while we do agree with these sort of things, that's the liberal part of the neoliberalism, mm. mm-hmm. it's, again, it's a pointless exercise because it's just restating what we already know. Mm. And it's just kind of like, okay, let's all feel comfortable.
It's slacktivism.
Problem. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 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 true.
Like, it's like, don't worry, Bill Gates is having trouble with this as well. So
if
you
at
don't
the
have
end
to,
of every episode yeah. he went, here's what I'm going to do. You have $1 million and make good with it. Like,
yeah.
Then I'd be more interested.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be a monetary thing, you know. Like, it's just one of those
if
things.
If he had a podcast
I would love a podcast where Bill Gates and Rashida Jones were interviewing the people who are going to be getting $100 million from Bill Gates to do something with it.
Yeah.
I would love that podcast.
Yep.
Fascinating.
This is not that podcast. Yeah.
No.
So, yeah.
Just my own curiosity, just in terms of you recommending it, though, mm-hmm. what did you get out of it that you liked? Because I got nothing out of this that I liked, and I'm just genuinely curious about what...
I've been on the fence about Bill Gates for a long time because, yes, he does do a lot of philanthropic work, and he does have a lot of passion for philanthropy, but, again... He just has so much money. And the point of accumulating all that wealth is I just don't understand it. And so I was hoping through this podcast we would get an answer to that. But it was just like, okay, this is you trying to just go like, I'm one of you as well and I'm frustrated and I don't know all the answers either. But it's like, you are not one of us.
Yeah.
You have resources to throw at this. You have $113 billion at the start of COVID. You've got so much more now. I believe he's currently sitting at like $143 billion. Give $43 billion to someone. Do it.
Just fix
hunger in the US.
Yep.
$43 billion will do that.
Yep.
It's just so tone deaf. It's like the Gal Gadot fucking Beatles thing that she did at the top of COVID. Mm-hmm. And you're like, are you for real?
Yeah.
Like this makes me want to implode. I don't think the podcast sends me that far, but it's the same thing. It feels very tone deaf. Like you said, I'm one of you. And it's like,
and I love
it's Rashida
Jones. It's
wolf in sheep's clothing.
So.
Yeah, that's what this podcast is. Yeah.
I would like if sometimes we bought podcasts we didn't like and just wanted to debate. Like, I know that every week most of the time we recommend, but I'm actually quite enjoying the fact that...
Kind of what I did with this one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying more of this, please. Like, sometimes we can bring podcasts that maybe we're like, let's go to town on this.
Yeah,
or
well,
like,
that's the thing. Like,
I genuinely want to know what you think. I'm not recommending it, but I want to have the talk.
Only because it was so popular.
It was massive.
I need to talk about this one.
Yeah.
So that's why I brought it. Sorry if it made you angry. It probably didn't.
No, it didn't make me angry.
And I think that's probably mostly why I wanted to leave it to last because I had big stuff I wanted to say about it and Nick did too, obviously. So
yeah, I think it's just like this podcast, listening to Bill Gates just finally made me decide in my head that there is no justification for billionaires. There's just not. I'm not sorry to all those billionaires, but I'm sorry to everyone who has to work with billionaires who is.
And this is not me saying like, this is not us. Well, it might be us saying. I'm not speaking for Zane. I personally am not like no one should have money. Like no one should be rich. Whatever. No one should be a billionaire.
That's what I mean.
Billionaires is what like you can have millions of dollars, and I hope you do something good with it. Blah blah blah. But billionaires are disgusting.
I am not against private property.
No.
I'm not against that. I'm against billionaires.
Yeah. You'd need to do that thing where you get a trophy once you get to $1 billion that says you won capitalism.
Yeah.
And then you just have like a leaderboard and all that money has to go somewhere else, but it's still tracking how much you would have so that you can still win your little pissing contest, but also not have.
Yeah, you just go from playing the stock market to the fantasy stock market.
Yeah, exactly. We've solved it, guys. And on that note, we are done for this week. Mm-hmm. So you can reach us on any of our social medias. We're Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, not on TikTok. We don't do that shit. That's for Gen Z.
I love TikTok.
Yeah, but are you on it?
Yeah, I'm on
As
it.
In
oh, not
producing? Are you producing content
on
it?
I did do one netball TikTok.
Only one?
And then I was like, ugh.
You're like, this is a young person's game. I'm not doing that.
No.
If you would like to submit your podcast, because, you know, this week is listener submission week. So if you would like to submit your podcast for us to potentially promote and not tear down a la Bill Gates and Rashida Jones, it's only because he's a billionaire. We're not going to tear you down if you're not a billionaire.
And honestly, it's only because they didn't genuinely go after answering those questions.
No.
It's like
lip service bullshit. You can go to thatsnotcanon.com/castology and submit your podcast. We will definitely listen to it and it may end up on one of our episodes, which, yay, because then you can share it with your friends and be like, look at what these lovely people said about our podcast. Look, do it. I am famous now. So did we want to do a... What did we recommend just on that? I understood that reference.
I recommended The Memory Distillery.
And?
Back from Reality.
So, guys, have a listen to those. And then next week we'll come back and tell you what we thought about them. In the meantime, I have been Liz Best here with...
Zane C. Weber.
And...
Nick Blicker.
And keep listening to podcasts.
I'm Dan Beeston.
I'm Gregoire.
And we're smart enough to know better.
We're a podcast of science.
What's the first question you ask? How do we get a baby drunk?
Comedy.
What's the best way to kill Jar Jar Binks?
And ignorance.
Household hydrogen peroxide is like 3% to 6% hydrogen peroxide. So you can drink 94% of any hydrogen peroxide and still be okay.
Search for Smart Enough to Know Better in your podcast-compatible device.
My master's just went down the toilet.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.